Right now, it is time for us to check sports. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, this is the damnedest approach to trade deadline that I've ever seen.
I don't get it either.
I mean, all the teams you don't give a damn about are doing all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's in the race.
Yeah.
And they get rid of a top pitcher for Puig. Seriously? Pitching wins, not Puig.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I really don't. If they think they're deep enough in pitching, you could have got a lot more for Bauer than Puig.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, they could have sent that pitching to a million teams, or the Red Sox, the Yankees, and gotten back some.
Well, they weren't going to trade him to the American League to make one of the teams they have to beat stronger. They weren't that dumb.
But
there's a lot of teams in the National League that could have used pitching that could have gave them more for it than they got.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand. I just don't understand it. When I was down in New York yesterday, I was listening to sports talk radio.
Genius radio.
And everybody was trying to predict what was going to happen. One thing I'll say for the Big Mouth, who came on in the afternoon as I was on my way home, in between 10 and I guess 1 or 2 o'clock when he comes on, everybody was making bold predictions about what was going to happen.
Oh, everybody's a genius. Yeah.
But I'll say one thing for Francesa. He came right on and said, anybody who's talking and knows what's, and with all these rumors going around, is just playing foolish. He said, especially this year, with what's going on this year. He said, you're just going to have to wait till today's going to be pretty interesting to see what the Red Sox and the Yankees are going to do about the Red Sox about their bullpen and the Yankees about their pitching staff. That's the most interesting question to me. And I don't know, I'm a Yankee fan. So, I mean, I'm not the type of the Yankee fan that dies if they lose, but I'm a Yankee fan. Not like I am a New York Football Giant fan, but the main theme to me here is the pitching, especially in the American League East. I mean, it just seems the Red Sox and the Yankees both have the same problem, one in the bullpen and one in the starting rotation.
Yeah, the Red Sox starters are good.
Yeah.
And if they're healthy, they can go deep. But the problem is they have an issue with the last inning or two. Now, they're talking about getting the pitcher from the Mets. And he just pitched last night and looked god-awful doing it. So I don't know if that's the answer for him. And they're talking about trading him up for Benintendi. There's no way in the world, if I'm the Red Sox, I'm trading Benintendi for that guy. No way in the world. Now, the Yankees, on the other hand, I think their office is starting to believe what their fans keep saying, that we're entitled to get a top-notch pitcher, and we're going to give them 3 scrubs from the minor leagues for it. That's not going to work. When you're trading a big-name pitcher, the way it's supposed to work is you're going to get a very good prospect, and you're going to get an everyday player that's in your lineup right now. You're not going to trade somebody that is the status of Syndergaard and get 3 guys named Joe. You're going to have to depart with players, and the Yankees don't want to do it. So I think they're starting to drink the Kool-Aid the fans are drinking, and they're not facing reality. If you want to get something, you have to give up something, and they're not doing it. So they're painting themselves in the corner, and with every hour that goes by, I think they're starting to believe the whatever they're talking about as far as getting Severino and Betances back, and that's going to be their answer. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Like I told you guys back in March, Severino's done for the year. They can blow trumpets and do whatever they want to do and say whatever they want to say. It's almost August 1st. Tomorrow's August 1st. And this guy has been missing in action for the entire season. He's not coming back.
You know, here's where it stands. This isn't like the Yankees 2 years ago when they made that late season run, and they came, you know, within one game where Houston beat them, or even like last year when the Red Sox won like 115 games and the Yankees won around 100 games. It's not like last year. This year, if the Yankees had any balls, if they had any intestinal fortitude, they'd realize this year is a year that they should try to go for it. They haven't won a World Series in 19 years, haven't been in a World Series in over 10 years. So you got 67 wins right now. You're close to the top record in the leagues, and you have no pitching. If you want to be the true Yankees, if George Steinbrenner was running this team, Mike, there would
have been a move made already.
You're this close.
I don't think Bauer would be a Cincinnati Red.
No, and you're this close because you have to not only get a pitcher to protect yourself, you have to go out and prevent other teams from getting those pitchers. You have to prevent the Houston Astros from getting somebody like Bumgarner or something like that. That you have to do that. If you really want to win the World Series, you have to do it.
You got to give to get. You're not going to get put it this way. Public enemy number one on everybody's board and everybody's in clubhouse is the Yankees. So first and foremost right there, nobody's going to give you anything for free. They're going to try to take you over the coals for it. And the Yankees have to realize that, and they have to realize that they have to give something up to get something back. Let me ask you a question. Where's Stanton? You don't even hear his name anymore. Where is he? I don't know. Who got sent to the minors so Stanton could come up?
Yeah.
Frazier, right?
Yep.
Where's Frazier?
It's just crazy. I mean, I'm sorry, when you have a team like the Yankees and you have a legitimate shot, you don't have a legitimate shot to beat Houston right now. It's not happening.
They don't have a legitimate shot to beat the Red Sox after this weekend.
And if you think that if you let Houston get another first line pitcher to go with the two first line pitchers they have, Houston's going to win the World Series the next 2 years, not just this year, the next
Verlander,
2 years.
The Astros played Cleveland last night, who's a charging team.
Yeah.
Verlander shut them down cold.
Yeah.
He shut them down cold. He pitched 7 strong innings yesterday. He only gave up 2 hits, 13 strikeouts, and the big number, 0 walks. He's hitting his midseason form right now. And when he gets locked down, forget about it. You're not beating Verlander because he's a bulldog, and he's going to go 9 in the World Series and in the playoffs, and you're not going to beat him. And the bullpen for the Astros is starting to come around as well. And he didn't beat a bunch of stiffs yesterday. He beat the Indians, and the Indians pitcher pitched a great game too. He scattered 9 hits over 7 innings with 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. So the Astros are battle-tested. They have proven pitchers that can win in the postseason. The Yankees don't have that. They really don't.
No, they don't.
Their best pitcher over the last few years was Severino, and we don't have to go over how his postseason performances have been.
No, that's the way it is. My
opinion, they need to make a move. They can't stand pat with what they're doing. They got beat up yesterday by the Diamondbacks, not a contending team. They got the offense got totally shut down, and that's the thing with the Yankees. They live and die by their offense. They got a good pitched game last night with their offense against a team like Arizona. You give up 4 runs, that's a game you should win. They didn't. They were totally ice cold last night. It was a 4-1 game until a late inning home run made it 4-2. This team's not consistent enough to win a World Series. They need a shakeup. And a trade with a big name might be the shakeup they need.
That's exactly. I agree with you 100%. We're running out of time. Anything for Saratoga today?
Yeah, we got one horse today. It's in the stake race to shine again. It's the 9th race on the card. We're going to go right down to the rail with the 1 Special Relativity. This horse is undefeated at Saratoga, 3-for-3. There's a little bit of rain could be in the forecast. He has 2 wins over 5 starts, 4 times in the money out of 5 starts in the wet. So we're geared for this horse to run either way. So pick of the day is in the 9th race, the 1 horse, Special Relativity.